Okay, we're back. I'm sorry to hear that when I first started recording after my first break, something messed up. I don't know what happened, but we're back, and so we're glad everyone to be able to be part. So we're starting this over. Okay, all right. So let us have a word of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank thee for your mercy and grace that you've granted to us. Give us wisdom, guidance, and understanding as we speak to the people. Open up their hearts, their minds, and their understanding. Let it be not my words, but yours. Speak through me to the people. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Okay, so we are a people who are lost. Do not know who we are, where we've been, and what we're supposed to be doing. In our last study, last week, we found out that we were denied our legacy, and the worst thing you can do to anybody is to steal their legacy or take them from them. And that's what was done to us. Our legacy has been stolen, has been taken away. And so, what we would like to do in its stead is that we want to have. We talked about there's seven levels from starting from survival mode and halfway through round eight. Four is self-esteem, and then finally number seven is what we call self-actualization, where you can get the victory over all of these different things and know that your spiritual man is the only thing that counts and that you're pushing toward that. You have reached that level of understanding, that level of consciousness. That's what we call you. A person who's conscious. That's our goal. Okay, so to get there, you have to go through these different levels, and one of them is self-esteem. And so, what we are concentrating on is the self-esteem part. And so, we are going to go through a book that has been written a while ago by myself. The name of the book is People of Color in the Bibles, Preliminary Establishing a Foundation, Volume 1, The ABCs of the Bible. If you don't know your ABCs, how in the world are you going to be able to understand and read what the Bible is saying? And so what we're trying to do is give you a good foundation, a good background. That's why we call the preliminaries establishing a foundation. So that's what we're trying to do, build the old waste places and repairers of the breach. And the paths to dwell in. That's what we are doing. So, we did find out in the last few weeks, last month, that we are being programmed and we need to be able to understand the forces that are using cause and effect on us, that are in our physical being in the sinful flesh. Our inner struggle, because the Bible says that flesh wars against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh, and the two are contrary one to the other. So we assume that is what we call the inner struggle, the inner cause and effect. So if you feed the spiritual being, once you become born again, that's what you mean to be born again, that you be born of the spirit. And you're not born again by going in the water. Okay, that ain't happening. Okay? It says he wants you to be born of the water and of the spirit. So you have to be born of the spirit. Okay, that's what he told Nicodemus. Nicodemus says, how can a man be born again when he is old? And he says, you speak on the earthly things, but man, I speak on the spiritual. So, once you're born in this spiritual realm, just like in the physical realm, you have to eat, you have to drink the mother's milk, and so forth to develop to get a good brain. So it is with your spiritual walk. You have to be able to feed this inner individual, this inner being, your inner essence of yourself. You must feed it with the word of Elohim from the ancients. The ancients that were written in the Bible and the books that have been what we call that Europeans have decided that they do not want in the book, as some will call it the lost books, or some will call it the pseudepigrapha. Okay? So these books are out there. And so we read some of the books last week about Enoch and so forth. I listened back to what we studied and so that I can build on that. And so we found out that in the last few weeks we've been talking about people not having the ability to choose. And that there's forces out there that we think that we make our own choices, but we are ignorant to the fact. And the Bible says, my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. And so we lack the knowledge of what is really going on. How the forces of the laws of cause and effect that Yahweh has put into existence, of how they work. It's real simple. When you think about the gravity holds you down here so you don't float away. Okay? And so that's the law. That is for our protection. All the laws that Yahweh has made are for our protection. So, as we move down in history, we found out that the causes and effects. So, if you want to know why you have high blood pressure, why you have diabetes, it's a reason for that. It's usually due to the diet that you eat. And Yahweh warned us of that. He said that he would give us the curses or all the sins of our forefathers and so forth, if we forsook him. And so as we have forsaken him and following his laws of dietary, we come down. This is the cause and effect. And when you get older, they'll tell you, the doctors will tell you to give up the pig, give up the fried foods and all of that stuff. And that's what caused the high blood pressure, diabetes, and so forth. And so these and overweight, and if you're overweight, you're going to have those particular things. And if you don't exercise, you're going to be overweight. So there's cause and effect. If you eat wrong, then you're going to be coming down with the diseases. As we talk about the standard American diet, the SAD diet, S-A-D. Standard American diet. If you eat that, you know, the McDonald's and all the other different fast food joints that they have, and all the meats and all the unclean animals that Yahweh has listed, as you go down that path, that is the cause. And what's going to be the effect? The effect is illnesses, is diseases, is the curses that Yahweh called in the book of Deuteronomy. Read them, 30. Are they out there? He talks about the blessings and the cursing. He says, I set before you blessings and curses. Choose life that you may live. Okay, so those are the causes and effects. Also, the causes, if you feed the inner man, the inner being, your inner essence, with the word of Yahweh, with the writings of the ancients, then your inner being will be able to grow, and it'll grow up into a man or a woman, whoever you are, and then you'll be able to understand the spiritual things. You'll be more conscious. You'll be able to understand what's going on around you. At this point, the built-in of ignorance, thinking that we choose, is nonsense. We don't choose anything. We're given a menu. We are told that these are things you can choose from. And so if you follow egoism, if you follow materialism, which the world has to offer you, you follow in the flesh, so you can follow in the inner being, the flesh versus the spirit. The Bible says the two are contrary one to the other, that they war. The spirit wars against the flesh and the flesh against the spirit, because the spiritual being, if you feed it, then it can grow and fight down and beat down the flesh, the sinful flesh. But if you don't feed it, then the sinful flesh beats down the spirit and kills it if it tries to. So that's why you're born again, because in the beginning you never had it. Now the Bible says, we read it before in the book of the Hebrew, that most people are children and that they've been children for 40 or 30 years in the church because they don't grow. They don't eat up the word. They hear and they go. They hear and they go. That's it. But that's not how you live and grow up into men and women in Yeshua, the Messiah. You have to take in the word. We talked about the word before. That's right. I should be singing you guys a song, right? Oh, wow. Okay. So, remind me when I get back from my break. I will give my scriptures and I will sing you a song. So you can get the word in your mind. If you have it in song, that's memorization. Any way you can memorize the word. Listen to the word as you're driving in the car. Listen to the word while you're cleaning up. Listen to the word while you're exercising. Listen to the word all the time so you can feel that inner being. I challenge you, try that for a week. And I guarantee you next week you'll be saying, hey, you had a different spiritual experience. So anything that I tell you, please challenge it. Try it and see if it works. Like I said, to go off of the diet of eating swine and all that unclean animal. And just eat the things that Yahweh has said. Guaranteed, you have better health. Go out and exercise every day. Okay? And you'll have better health. You get oxygen to the brain, you'll be able to think clearer and understand things from a better perspective. Eat live food. Go through my 21-day cleanse program. Oxygen therapy cleanse program. Read it. My 10-day oxygen therapy cleanse program. It's on my website. Want to be around us so that they can influence us toward the right way, that they can encourage us in the ways of Yahweh versus the ways that everybody else is taking everybody else down. So that's what you want. People who are dedicated, who are conscious and who wants to go down that path and is encouraging you as you walk in that way. Then you have the choice of what curriculum you will fill your mind and soul with. Okay, you can listen to the media, you can listen to that. That will fill your mind and soul with white supremacy and racism. Okay, you can fill your mind with that. Or you can take and fill your mind, as I mentioned, filling that inner being of your soul with the word of Yahweh. And reading the books that will take you towards self-esteem. So, as I mentioned, we are covering this book that we'll be reading starting today. We'll be reading starting at chapter 1. We read the preface. And we read the introduction last year in 2014. And we pray that you'll go back and listen to those studies and that you will get the book. It's called People of Color in the Bible, Volume 1, Preliminaries Establishing a Foundation, the ABCs of the Bible. So how could you understand the Bible and you don't understand the ABC? The location of the people. Who are the people? They will try to tell you the European white supremacists and, you know, churches will tell you it don't mean anything. That, no, it means everything because he had millions of people. He chose from billions of people and he chose these people to do his will. So as we move forward, we found out about the three different time frames that Yahweh has given to us. Let's start. Chapter 1, Adam and the Garden of Eden. This book is based upon the Bible and Torah. Now, the Torah, in case you don't know what it is, that's the first five books of the Bible, as well as upon the history. Now, we're looking at Bethel's history, because history is important. He's giving his story. History of African, Islamic, European, African-American, and Christian historians who have helped us acquire accurate knowledge about the people and places in the Bible. So the first thing we want to be able to identify is the people in the Bible and the places in the Bible. Where was the Garden of Eden? Where were the four rivers that left the garden? Who was Adam and Eve? What nationality would we have called them today? We're going to cover all of those different things. In all of this time, these are important things that we must wrestle with and come up with conclusion. Okay, so when we talk about Islamic history, Islam, the Jews, or the African Hebrews, and the Christians all dwelt together when three different times people were ruling Jerusalem. You had the African Hebrew Israelites, the Hebrews, who ruled Jerusalem. You had the Christians, which they called the Crusades, through the Crusades ruled Jerusalem, and when they ruled, they were killing off what we call the African Hebrews and Islamic and anybody who didn't agree with them. And we know later on that they kill off their own people, the Protestant people who believe in what they say they believe in. But they just mass murderers, that's all they are. Okay, then you have what we call the is the Islamic people. And the Islamic people, they ruled Jerusalem, and they say, I don't know, but this the documentation they say that when they ruled Egypt, when they ruled Jerusalem, they did not kill off the Jews, the Hebrews, they did not kill off the Christians, even though the Christians killed them all, but they would allow everybody to come to worship the Jews. So I think that is amazing. So with that note, we will come back after we take our break. We will hear from our sponsors.
Did you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
I wanna be phenomenal for you, Lord. I wanna be phenomenal for you, Lord. For you, Lord.
thank everybody for coming back and being part of our study as we are studying about Black History Month. This is the month in 2015. This is our second week. So this is part two. And so as we talk specifically about history, their stories, we are combining them together to help understand what's actually going on. The next sentence tells us, we begin with Adam being created as the crowning act of Elohim's creation. Now, matter of fact, I need to mention to you that we're going to be using through this study and through our book, People of Color in the Bible. You can get that. It'll be good if you follow along. Each week we're going to be studying from it. So it would be good if you ordered your book and got it, and your videos and your CDs and whatever else you might need. The website for it is www.peopleofcolor1.com. Again, that's www.peopleofcolor1.com. And from there, you'll be able to follow along of what we're studying. As we mentioned, Adam was the crowning act of Yahweh's creation. In the days before that, he created the animals, created the water, created the sky, created everything so wonderful, beautiful. Everything interacting one with another, everyone in harmony with each other. Then he finally decided to make humans. Okay, Adam, A-D-H-A-M. The key word in Adam, not A-D-A-M, not Adam. Adam is the name, the Hebrew name. Okay, and the key word is Ham. And who is Ham? Oh, yes. He's the father of what we know for sure to be the African. But, and the same thing with Ada, Abraham. The key word in Abraham is Ham again. So why does Ham keep coming up in these characters? The first person on the planet, as we might say. The first Hebrew that Yahweh chose and separated and called out to be a Hebrew, or was of the lineage of Hebrew, so he was Hebrew, and Ham in it. Why is that? Because Ham, and we're going to read about that, Ham depicts, some would say it depicts black or melanin in the skin. Okay? And so some will dare to try to act like, okay, that has nothing to do with the color of the person, but it has to do with something else. But anyway, we're going to read about that and understand that. So anyway, he first placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Now, where was the Garden of Eden? It's not a mystery. Okay, the Garden of Eden tells us what there is left, the Garden of Eden. And we will study that as we go through our study in chapter, as we move on in our study, because that's what this chapter is, Adam and the Garden of Eden. We're going to get into that. So we can first get into Adam, the human first, Adam. Okay? Now you're going to hear us, instead of us using the word God, we're going to use the word Elohim, because that's the real name. And then instead of the word the Lord, we're going to be using Yahweh. Okay? So I just wanted to give you some heads up on the terminology as we study through this. Okay? So when he first created Adam and Eve, he placed them in a garden, and that was in the Horn of Africa. Okay, we're going to find out. And they were African, and so the first people to know Yahweh was African. Did you know that? Not the white man, not the Chinese man, not the white, yellow man, not the, whatever you want to call it. It was the African. The ones who had all of this melanin. Now, it would make sense, because if you are a person of color, then you can produce more people of color, and eventually, even if you needed to, you could produce albino. So everybody had to come from those that had the melanin, not the reverse. As if you look at the History Channel, you look at Noah, you look at the movies, the Exodus, and all of these other things that have the dominant. than 6,000 years, okay? It's older than that because we don't know how long Adam and Eve lived, okay? So depending on that time frame, that's how long it has been. So, but anyway, as we move forward, that Africans were the only ones who worshipped Yahweh. They were the worshippers of Elohim, and the first people were Nubians, okay? Or what some would call Cushites. The Europeans, when they saw them, they called them Cushites. Or in the Bible, it refers to Nubians or Cushites or Ethiopians. Okay? Now, we will talk about these names, but these were Nubians in the beginning because you couldn't have, and those were dark Africans. And so when the Europeans saw us, they called us Cushites or Ethiopians. They called us Ethiopians because they said bird-faced people. And we of the lineage of Cush. After the flood, that's how you get Cushites. So just let you know, the first names were Nubians. Then as time went on, after they went into, after the flood, then you had the children of Cush. Then after that, then when the Europeans met up with Africans, they called them the Cushites, okay, bird-faced people. So we're just trying to get you an order of events. Trying to line everything. Because everything's going to depend on the people and the place. That's what you have to know. You have to know what time frame are we talking about. We're talking about 4,000 BC, 2,000 BC, 0 BC. So when we talk about from 4,000 BC to 2,000 BC, these are only Africans who worship Yahweh. It only was a new one. Then when they fell away, the Africans fell away from Yahweh. Not all of them, but the majority of them. And then he brought in what we call Abram, the Hebrew. And so then they started using the Hebrew. The Hebrews came from Heber, okay? The descendants of Heber and Adam, Abraham, Ham, remember, was one of them. Okay, so when Abraham started worshiping Yahweh, then he was introduced to Yahweh. But at that time, there were already Africans who worshiped Yahweh, who already knew Yahweh, the Egyptians, the Philistines. We even read about in the Bible, we'll go through that, that there was this one guy called the Abimelech, he was king of the Philistines, and he ruled and he worshiped Yahweh. He was so connected with Yahweh, when Abraham lied to him, Yahweh told him. I mean, how many of us walk so close to Yahweh that Yahweh tells us when somebody's lying to us? Okay? So don't say that the people of the New Testament are the ones who are the sons of Elohim and the Old Testament is what? No, we're all the sons of Elohim. Okay? And so, as we move forward, we saw that there was a righteous nation. We'll read that in the Bible. We'll talk about that at the time of Abraham when he wasn't even a nation. It was just a family. So then as you move on for that 2,000 years from 4,000 BC to 2,000 BC to Abraham, Africans were the only ones that knew Yahweh. Then when the Hebrews started learning about them, they followed Yahweh up until around 0 BC or 33 AD when the crucifixion of the Messiah occurred. So then their 2,000 years was up. They fell off the horse. They wasn't following Yahweh either. But not everybody forsook him because you had the apostles and so forth who brought in and taught other people. So then after 233 AD, around 70 AD or somewhere around there, then now the Gentiles get the message. So the Gentiles are the Europeans for the first time for the last 2,000 years have received Yahweh and understand, and have been in charge or have been introduced to Yahweh and now following Yahweh. And they have fallen off the horse because they're not following Yahweh neither. So we have, and in that time frame, you have all of these three different groups that Yahweh had used. And so now each one is around 2,000 years, so that puts it around 6,000 years. And so the pattern of the Bible is always 6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day is rest. So it was 6,000 years, or six, the Bible says, for the land to rest, you let the work of the land for 6 years, and the seventh year you let it rest. That's called the sabbatical, okay? And then there's one for millenniums, okay? So we have 6,000 years of sin and redemption and the struggle, and then we have the 7,000 year where we rule and reign with the Messiah, okay? So that's where we are. We're around at that time frame. So don't let nobody tell you that Yahweh never used Africans because they were the only ones in the beginning. They're the ones who have known Yahweh the longest, 6,000 years. The Hebrew has known him for 4,000 years, and the Gentiles have only known him for 2,000 years. So yes, the Africans are very spiritual people, are very deep. And we have to be careful that we don't get caught up into being misled because of our spiritual look. Okay, at this time, we're going to take a break again so that we can be able to hear from our sponsors.
That the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Thank you for coming back, being part of our study. We have been trying to get an understanding of what's been going on for the last 6,000 years. And we have concluded that we need to understand who we are. Now, in the past, we've been able to find out and been able to verify in the past who we are. And as we go through the study and through self edification, self-growth, we're going to get a deeper understanding of what Yahweh is telling us. Okay, so now that we're back, it says, man was to bear Elohim's image, both in outward resemblance and character. His countenance bore the ruddy tint of health and glowed with the light of life and joy. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2, verse number 7. Genesis chapter 2, verse number 7. And Yahweh Elohim created man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now, notice the details of what the Bible is saying here. Did he say that Adam and Eve were living souls? And he breathed into him a living soul? No. The Bible says here, he formed man of the dust of the ground, the dirt, okay? So when he created us from the dirt, now get it now. That's all we did. We just had a body. And when you die, right, you have a body, but you don't have any breathing, right? So you don't have no breath. So that's basically what he made. Yes, that's all it was, just a dead body. And then he said, then he took and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. So then Yahweh breathed into this dead body, or this dead soul, whatever you want to call it. It wasn't a living soul. He didn't say he breathed into him a soul. No, he breathed into him the breath of life, and then the combination of having the breath and having this flesh. Okay? That's what's made us a living soul. So if you no longer have the breath when you die, then you're not a living soul anymore. So you don't go to heaven, you don't go to hell, you don't go Pentecost, purgatory. None of that stuff. That's all European nonsense. Okay? Okay. So the Bible makes it clear that you're a dead soul at that point. The breath without the body is dead. Okay? And that says in James. You can read that. We can read that in James. It makes that crystal clear. So we have to realize that it takes two major components, the body and the breath, which will make up a living soul. So when you die, you're not floating in the air and people say, oh, when he dies, he's down there looking at us and all of that. No, he's not looking at us because what? You're a dead soul. Living soul, you're breathing because you have the breath of life and you have a body. So those two combined together make a living soul. Okay, let's read the next part. What type of dirt was this? Okay, what type of dirt was this? My goodness. Must have been some good dirt, I'm telling you. Okay, we can see that man was created from soil, which is the dust of the ground. The richest soil on the earth is black. We have different shades of soil, from the red clay used to make brick to the brown colored soil often found on farms. The name Adam in Hebrew is Adam, which means red or taken from the red earth. And this is a quote. This is my first quote from one of the books. Okay, you got to get my book. People are calling the Bible to find out where the quotes are and all that. I'm not going through all the quotes. This is a quote. Okay. The name Adam in Hebrew is Adam, which means red or taken from the red earth. Perhaps Adam was formed from red or clay earth. According to the Hebrew Greek Key Study Bible, the name Adam means reddish brown. See figure 1.1. So for you to see the figures and get some of the references, you need to buy the book. As I said, the book can be found on the website www.peopleofcolornumeric1.com. Okay, so from there, the richest soil, as it said, okay, the Key Study Bible means it's reddish brown. Now this is one end of one quote, now I'm the start of another quote. Okay, I find it. I find the color red extremely interesting as it relates to black and colored people. Secular anthropologists and respected scientists, and they're all white, they're not black, by the way, whose findings were published in Newsweek and National Geographic, have concluded that Adam and Eve were African dark. Pictures of Adam and Eve appear on the front cover of the January 11th, 1988 issue of Newsweek. Okay, so here you have Europeans declaring very clearly that these pictures of Adam and Eve, the Garden of Eden, all these white folk, is not true. It's not historical. It's not historical. It's not. Cannot be verified, cannot be concluded. Okay, so when we read about the Hebrew Key Study Bible, I have a friend of mine who's a scholar, who's a scribe. And what he does is he writes and fixes up the old text, the old scroll with the dots and the tittles and everything. That's what he does. And so we and him had this discussion. I told him about Adam. Oh, yes, Emmanuel. Adam. Yes, it appears Adam is a Hebrew word. Now, this Adam means reddish brown. And I told him that's what it means. He said, yes, that means. But that Adam, and when every time we translate the word Adam, there's lots of atoms. And I said, wait a minute, there's more than two atoms in the Bible, man. He said, yes, but there's only two times that the word Adam, meaning reddish brown, is in the Bible. One time is in Genesis when it's talking about Adam and Eve, okay, with the creation. And then another time it's talking about in Genesis when Jacob buys the birthright from Esau with Adam or reddish lentils. Okay, so the color is very clear in those two places that is to referring to color. So I believe that the reason why his name is Adam is because he was telling us that he was taken from the reddish brown dirt. He's reddish brown. That's all it's saying. But see, if you don't know this, you believe the lies or the fairy tales that they were all white. And that this is a European book. No, this has nothing to do with a European book. Okay, it's an African book to its core. Okay, so I wanted to share that with you. At this time, we'll take another break and hear from our sponsors, our last time before we conclude.
kingdom dwellers, did you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
May not play like a maestro, sing like a diva, don't know the book like a scholar, sometimes in my step there's a falter, but in my heart I am praying before his glory.
Thank everybody for coming back and being part of our study as we move into our last sector, last phase of our study. Okay, we're able to see, I shared with you about my friend, my scribe, who shared with me that it comes up twice and has to do with the color. And so, since Adam and Abraham both have Ham in them, I would assume, that's a good assumption because you're basing it on the word, okay, that when he uses those terms, he's betraying to you a color. And he did, because that's what color the Adam pottage was, okay? And the same thing with Adam, okay? So I would assume, so this gives us more evidence that Abraham was a man of color. He was not European at all. Okay, so this is just the beginning. So as we study through the scriptures, you'll be able to build and build and build, and you'll have a good foundation. Amen. Next paragraph that we're reading. Do you know any white soil? Please do not say, sand, because it is not rich in minerals and elements like the soil. Remember, our bodies are composed of the same minerals and elements found in the soil. Did you know that? Interesting. See, so now you're even learning more about the body. That's why I said the Bible is a holistic book. It is not a religious book. It's a book that deals with the mind, the body, and the soul, the mentality of us. Why, then, do you see pictures showing Adam and Eve as one? This is based on the racism that is prevalent in the American society and throughout the so-called civilized societies or Europe. Okay? So they have, Hitler was just sharing with the world, and the KKK was just sharing with the world of everything that they've taught, which was white supremacy. And so they are the products of their society. And the same thing, slaveryism and wiping out the Native Americans, and this is all a product of the Crusades in the name of Jesus, as they say. And the same thing, the missionaries around the world and so forth, all of this stuff is propaganda. Brainwashing. Miseducation. And so we are here to change that. We are here to give the truth. This is In Search of Truth with Dr. Emmanuel. That's what we're doing. Searching for the truth. Okay. Next paragraph. Someone might say, ask the question, if Adam was black, then where did white people come from? Interesting question. This question is discussed in great depth in Volume 2. But for now, let us hear from a medical doctor. According, and this is another quote, quote number 3, according to Burhan Hansen, MD, it is possible for a man to father 3 children with 3 different complexions. One black or dark, another dusky or olive colored, and a third bright or fair. And all by the same woman. Dr. Hansen further adds, in order for this to take place, either the man or his wife has to be dark-complected, or both of them could have been dark. Dark-skinned people can and often do produce fair, complex offspring, complexioned offspring. However, it is genetically impossible for bright or fair complexioned persons to produce dark skinned children. So they say here in the quote, according to Dr. Hansen, that you can have dark skinned people get whiter children. So, like, you can have a white and a black man, black woman, white mix, and of course, you can get black children and you can get light-skinned children, and you get yellow children. That is correct. And that is prevalent throughout America. How about that? Okay? So, now, if there's 2 white people, they cannot produce a black child. That's what they say. You get that? So, we can bring whites into existence, but whites cannot bring blacks into existence. That's what he's saying, Dr. Hansen. Not me. This is not my writing. I'm just quoting, I know they, during slavery, they were saying that we couldn't read because they didn't want us to know. No. Once we now can read and figure out all this stuff, now everyone's like, we don't know if we believe in any of this stuff anymore. Well, why don't you believe it anymore? Because it's not propagating the propaganda that we are propagating. It is not miseducating the people as we are miseducated. So, let's move to the next area. And what do we see? Okay. we said, okay, then it says, so also I, as I mentioned, it's not mentioned here, but I've heard of tribes in Africa and Jamaica having what they call an albino. Now, an albino, and I've seen an albino, seen a light-skinned guy have white spots on him and then eventually turn all white. Okay, so they call that an albino. So black people can have albino, but white people can't have black children. So it only begs to reason from scientific evidence that the original people on the planet, Adam and Eve, were African, were dark-skinned people with a lot of melanin, okay? Because they need the melanin to be able to withstand sun cancer. And being out in the sun a lot all day, you know, that your body, you know, doesn't give you skin cancer. But if you're white, you might get skin cancer. So Yahweh did not create a world where he started off with the first people as white coming up with skin cancer. Okay, so that's another point that should be mentioned. And we do have what we call albino lions, albino animals, animals and, you know, snakes and other things do create albinos. So, let it be known for a fact that we were the original people. Okay, now that we have concluded Adam and Eve as being dark-skinned people, and from them all other people, white, black, yellow, Chinese, all came from. Okay, now let's move along into our next section, which is called Introduction. Amen. Introduction to the four rivers. That's all it is. It's just an introduction to the four rivers. But we're going to get deep into the four rivers. But this section is just the intro to the four rivers. Because remember, this chapter is called Adam, which we've gone over in detail, and the Garden of Eden. And now we're getting ready to go over the Garden of Eden part. Introduction to the four rivers that left the Garden of Eden. The word Cush in Ethiopia keep coming up in reference to the four rivers that are used to identify the Garden of Eden in the Bible. The word Cush in Ethiopian are used interchangeably in the Bible translations we use today. The word Ethiopian means burnt faced people. Did you know that? That's what he did. So when the white man saw the Ethiopian, he said, man, the African, he called him Ethiopian, which means burnt-faced people. And Europeans used the term Ethiopian to denote African and black people. As some continue to read this book and the Bible, they will find out that the first river surrounds the land of Havilah. Aha, who was Havilah? And was named after one of the sons of Cush. Wow. So if Havilah is the son of Cush, which means burnt-faced people, Ethiopian, then is the Bible telling us that the first land that was inhabited, that surrounded the first river, that land was the land of burnt-faced people? Yes, of course, that's what it says. So, if you didn't have the lineage to find out who this Havilah was, then you couldn't say that. But we can, because the Bible tells us real clearly. Okay. This would make it appear that the first river should be somewhere within the Cushite or Ethiopian Empire. See map 1-1. Since his son Havilah lived under his father's empire, the placement of the land of Havilah under the Cushite or Ethiopian Empire is clearly defined, since the son's name is identified with that land. So, in essence, before we get to the second river, the first river, okay, the first river that left the garden, the Bible calls it in the land of heaven, under the Ethiopian Kushite Empire. A burnt-faced person in Africa. So, obviously, if the first river is in the land of blacks, in the land of the Kushites, in the land of the descendants of the Ethiopians, then one must conclude that the first important river, and there are four rivers, so he lists them in order. You know you list things in order of importance. So the first river is the very important above the other three. And the first river tells us as clear as day. Matter of fact, the first thing that's mentioned in the Bible refers to Kushites, Africa. The first landmass of the Bible Torah refers to Africa. Now, guess imagine the word Eden. When we find out, you're going to be shocked of what Eden is. Well, let's move on a little further. Now that we've been able to identify the first river. Now, let's look at the second river. Okay? The second river surrounds the whole land of Kush, or Ethiopia. In classical literature, Ethiopia, Kush and Ethiopia was denoted as everything south of Egypt. Now, why would Ethiopia, well, burnt-faced people, be everything south of Egypt, according to European classical literature, the Greeks and the boys? Well, that's real clear. Because the Europeans were trying to rewrite history, and they went into Egypt and rewrote all the Egyptian documents and put them in Greek and then try to burn all the original documents so they can claim that they're the ones who had created these documents when they went into Egypt. And they're wicked. They're wicked. Stealing the legacy of people. Now, you got to remember, Pythagoras went to Egypt to learn. So it never was Pythagoras' theorem. These are theorems that he learned. A squared plus B squared equals C squared for the right triangle. Okay, he learned that from the Egyptians who built the pyramids and who was superior in mathematics, science, and the arts. Who were the first ones to have universities with liberal arts, with science, with chemistry? The study of the melanin of your skin. Which gives you color. That's where chemistry comes from. Oh yeah, when you study the Bible, we're studying this stuff is, you don't know how deep it is. They just give you the sugar coat on the top. And we're going to try to dig deep, because that's what the Bible says, dig deep, so that we might be able to understand that things that Yahweh has to reveal to us. Study to show yourself approved unto Elohim, workman rightly dividing the word of truth. That you not be ashamed. That's right. Not be ashamed. There's nothing to be ashamed of. If somebody's lying to you, there's nothing to be ashamed of when you find out what the truth is. The truth. Amen. Okay. So, let's move on. So, when the Europeans came in, they classified everything beyond the second cataract, the third cataract of Egypt, of the Nile River, that there would be in burnt-faced people. And anything above it would be called Egypt. And so the Europeans couldn't conquer beyond the third cataract in Egypt, or waterfalls, as you might call it, that they couldn't conquer beyond that. And so they left that to the Africans. But they could conquer Lower Egypt, they called it, but that's the northern part of Egypt, or the northern part of the continent of what we call today. So in that area today, everything beyond above the second cataract is called White Africa, and everything below is called Black Africa. Did you know that? And they say the reason why is that there's no way that people today, European civilization, advanced civilization, as they call it, cannot build pyramids today. They do not have the technology. They do not have the know-how. Get that? They do not have the tools. So they have tried many times and they failed. They could not do it. Okay, so what do we have today? So we have that instead of them acknowledging that Africans built this, some will say that, oh man, the people from outer space did it. And they said that, oh, it was white people in black skin. Did you get that? White people in black skin. We call them Orioles today. But that's what they were saying. They were saying that they could not have the brain of an African. But they had to have a brain of a white man. But no. These were Africans in the Bible that were created in the image of Elohim. And of course, they were superior than we are today. Now, let's think about it for a minute. Let's think about this. Okay. Why do you think that we are the most advanced technology today? Because propaganda has told you that? Because the European civilization wants you to know that? Believe such a lie as that? Well, let's think about it for a minute. Okay, do you believe in creation or do you believe in evolution? Are you an evolutionist or are you a creationist? Well, if you are an evolutionist, evolution teaches that we came out of the sea and then we came in caves and then we became monkeys and all of this other foolishness until we developed into the white man today. Okay, that's evolution. Evolution is that you are low being, you're nothing, and you develop into the superior being you are today. Well, creation teaches the exact opposite. The creation said you were created in the image of Elohim, in the image of the creator of this world. You are as a god of this world. And you, we had fallen from our high pinnacle of being one with Elohim. And so we have fallen. And because we have fallen, guess what? Then it's letting us know that Adam and Eve and the people of the ancient world who lived this 4,000, 6,000, whatever, 4,000 BC or whatever, 6,000 millenniums ago, however it might be, that they were superior than we are today. And we did not live in caves. Europeans lived in caves, but African didn't live in caves. We had the sun out. They lived in caves because they were cold. It was in the wintertime, so they needed to get warm. We didn't need that. We came and lived in the sun. We're the children of the sun. On the equator. So, no. So they were superior. There's the evidence to show that the superiority of the ancient Africans are superior to any European civilization or Western world today. Okay? They were smarter and they took everything into consideration. They did not pollute the planet. If they polluted the planet, then we wouldn't be here today. Like right now, we're saying in the next 50 years, man, there's hardly nobody going to be left because we can't live of all the pollution and all that we're doing to the planet. So think about it. Let it be known that the people who created civilization were African. Okay? The people who were the people of Yahweh in the beginning were African, Hebrew. And then he moved from Africans to, from black Africans for the first 2,000 years to black African Hebrews for the second 2,000 years. And then the Gentiles had received the gospel for the last 2,000. So, but they would have you believe that they were the ones who are God's people. That they are the ones that were created in his image. They would have us to believe a lie that we might be damned because we love not the truth. Now, some of this might disturb you, which is fine. You ought to be disturbed after believing a lie. We need to wake up out of our sleep. Wake up to be joyful, sons of Elohim, sons and daughters of Yahweh. So, let us move forward in this world. Let us be strengthened. Let us be encouraged. Let us praise Yahweh for all that he has done for us. And let it be known to this day that we are the children of Elohim. And that we are the African Hebrews of the Bible. And that the Bible is an African book. And that we should not be ashamed of it. The time will come when the Europeans will no longer want to believe the Bible because there will be so much evidence to prove that it is an African book that they will deny it. And so most of Europeans don't believe in the Bible anymore. And why? Real simple. It's an African book. Can't believe it. So, today to you, are you going to throw away the African book simply due to the fact that Europeans want to make you believe it's a European book? It's a white man's book. That's what I keep hearing. Oh, you read that white man's book? I don't read no white man's book. I read an African book. I don't know what you read. And you might be reading a white man's Bible commentary, which is clearly white. You want to hear his story? Yes, clearly white supremacy. If that's what you mean, but that's not what I mean. This is not at all what I am into. So, what shall we do? What should become of us? Okay, well, let's think about it. Let's meditate on it. Let us understand. Okay, now let's get to the... Okay, we looked at the second river, right? We were looking at the second river. Okay, going back to the first river. Okay, see map 1.1. The second river. And we read today's Ethiopia is located in eastern Africa. Okay, so we had everything south of Egypt was Ethiopia. Now today we have the eastern sector, Middle Eastern sector of the African continent is called Ethiopia. Okay, the third and fourth river are the Tigris and Euphrates rivers, which surrounds the land of Nimrod. Nimrod. Who's Nimrod? Nimrod? Oh, wow. Now, some people have some mystery that he created all wickedness and witchcraft and all that. That's a bunch of hogwash. More white supremacy nonsense. Whenever you read anything good about Africans in the Bible, somebody will try to make it evil. Okay? Anything, but they don't want you to have self-esteem. Okay? Okay. Nimrod, the son of Cush, established the land in ancient times. As one can see. Okay, now what lands did Nimrod create, establish in the ancient world? He established the land of what we call Ur of the Chaldees. Ur. He did Nineveh. He did Babel. He did Iraq. He did Calak. All of those areas of what we call the Middle East, or those areas that we call around the Tigris and the Euphrates. Those are the areas that he established. Now, who was Cush? Cush is the son of who? Nimrod is the son of who? Cush. So the second river, it surrounds what? We saw that the second river surrounds the whole land of Ethiopia. Okay? When we said that it surrounded the whole land of Ethiopia, then that's what we would call today the red and the blue Nile. Okay? The Nile is a very long river. Longest in the world. Some say it's the second longest in the Babel River. Comparing it to the Amazon River. Amazon Basin. So, we have here what we call the African Great Lake region. Okay? Is this area in Africa, okay, where these rivers come from, the second river and the first river. And we're going to discuss that later on in further detail. But just wanted to give you that background. That notice the first two rivers are named after the sons of who? One is Cush. The second river says it's around, so it had to be under the Cushite Empire. So it's around of Cush, the land of Ethiopia. And the first river is Havilah, which is Cush's son. Now we can identify the land of Cush today because it's called the land of Ethiopia. So it exists even to this day. the land of Havilah. We don't have any land today called Havilah, but we know it's got to be close by, somewhere over there on the eastern horn of Africa. Now, when you look in European literature, they're going to tell you, oh, no, man, we can't have the first river in Africa. You got to be crazy. They took it and put it, of course, on what they call the Middle East, or what they call today the Middle East, which is Northeast Africa, by the way, ancient Africa. And so that's what they did with it. So they moved it across the river, so we could not say that it's in the part of the Horn of Africa, an African Great Lake region. Okay? But we know better, and it was in that area. And the next river, which is the land of Cush, they couldn't deny that. So since they couldn't deny that, they just, you know, because Ethiopia exists today, so it had to be what we call river, the white and the blue Nile River. Okay? So we know that. So we know clearly that the second river is called the Nile River, what we call the Nile River today. Okay? Then the third river, it says that it surrounded the whole land, the land of Nimrod. Okay? So when it talks about it surrounded the land of Nimrod, okay, that area, there it is, you got another son, the son of Cush. So all the rivers are all tied to the Nubians, ancient Nubians, or what we're going to call today the modern Cushites or Ethiopians, but they were the original Nubian people. So right here, it makes it very clear. All of them link back. They do not link back to Europe. They do not link back to George Washington. Okay? They do not link back to Thomas Jefferson or any of these clowns. Okay? Does not go back to Queen Mary and Queen George and all of those clowns. That these people were millions of years too late to say anything. Okay? So, we have this group of people. We have these four rivers clearly identifying this area. So, if Nimrod's land is what we call today the Middle East, what we call the Tigris-Euphrates area, Iran-Iraq area, all the way over, all of that area was Northeast Africa. So as we read the Bible, we're going to read some very interesting things. Now, you didn't know that the Bible, the first two chapters in the Bible were so deep. You probably read over this and none of this even made any sense to you. You had no clue of why this was said, why was Yahweh said. Now I hope you have an appreciation so that you can understand that this is an African ancient book. That's why it does have everything to do with it. Even though the white man might tell you it don't have nothing to do with that. You ain't got to worry about it. No, that's more propaganda. More lies. They're stealing our legacy. They have a legacy, and their legacy is no good. We have the deepest region of the planet. And so let us not be misunderstood. Let us be glorified, acknowledge Yahweh during this Black History Month. Okay, the next part, it says, okay, after we done found out the fourth, the third and fourth rivers around the land of Nimrod. Okay, Nimrod, the son of Cush, established this in the ancient times. As one can see, these four rivers all surround the lands that were established, check it, established by them, inhabited, and controlled by African, Cushite, Ethiopian, Nubian. This makes it obvious that the Garden of Eden was in classical Africa and on the ancient African continent. Adam and Eve, imperatively, were Ethiopian, Nubian, burnt-faced people, Cushite, Nubians, and Black Africans. It is interesting to discover when viewing the video series entitled Millennium Tribal Wisdom and the Modern World that the Nubians, the original Ethiopians, believe that they are the original or first people who were on the planet. One of the oldest names for a region in Africa is Akibla, which means mother of mankind. to understand a time perspective, we place the fall of Adam and Eve around 4000 BC. All right, we have finished the first two sections in our book, People of Color in the Bible. For Black History Month, we will continue to read through the book so that we can get a better appreciation to self-actualization and self-esteem and be able to identify with the characters that the Bible represents so that we might be able to be servants of the Most High. Serve Him to the utmost. Yes. Thank you for being part. May Yahweh bless you and keep you. May His wonderful grace pour upon you and may He give you peace. Amen. Amen.